News, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States is set to introduce new sanctions against Iran on Monday. The Trump administration is seeking to put additional pressure on Iran's economy in order to extract changes in behavior from its government. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the new measures significant, but declined to give specific details to reporters.
We're prepared to negotiate with no preconditions. They know precisely how to find us. And I am confident that at the very moment they're ready to truly engage with us, we'll be able to begin these conversations. I'm looking forward to that day.
Concern about a potential armed confrontation between the two countries has been growing since U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, allegations Tehran denies. Iran did admit to downing a U.S. drone last week. Turkey's opposition won decisively in a controversial revote of the Istanbul mayoral election, the election marking a significant defeat for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who lost his Istanbul power base of 25 years. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
Turkey's political opposition has swept to victory in a rerun of the mayoral race for Istanbul, and it's dealt a stunning blow to Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. Ekrem İmamoğlu of the opposition Republican People's Party secured more than 54% of votes in the race on Sunday, with nearly all ballots opened. That's according to Turkish broadcasters.
We will embrace everyone. We will build the democracy in this city. We will build justice in this city.
Sunday's victory gives İmamoğlu an even bigger margin than his narrow win in the initial disputed vote 3 months ago.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. This is VOA News. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde was in Malaysia to meet with Malaysian Central Bank Chief on Monday. At a press conference after